on so you can see that I agree it's over. But until then, I want you to know, if you look south, you'll see a glow. That's me waiting at home each night to hold you. Every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn. The front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Oh, every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn. The front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Every light in the house is on.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Let's get ready to rumble, says former President Donald Trump in response to President Biden's invitation to debate twice before the election. Trump says he's up for doing it in June and September, as Biden proposes, but they should meet more than twice. ABC's Karen Travers has more on the announcement from the Biden campaign.
The Biden campaign says in a letter to the Commission on Presidential Debates that its model is, quote, out of step with changes in the structure of our elections and the interest of voters, specifically saying that the scheduled debates don't end until well after early voting has started.
The Biden administration also announced another $2 billion in military aid to Ukraine, mostly from a package already approved by Congress. Inflation cooled slightly last month. The Consumer Price Index showed prices 3.4% higher in April compared to last year, in line with expectations. And media in Slovakia says the populist prime minister has been injured in a shooting and taken to a hospital. This is ABC News. A second lawsuit now challenging the federal law that would force the Chinese owners of TikTok to sell the video sharing platform or face a ban of the app. Several content creators have launched the suit. ABC's Rihanna Nally has details.
The lawsuit says the creators rely on TikTok to create communities and even make a living, and cites TikTok's secret sauce that allows them to reach bigger audiences than other apps. But the Justice Department argues the potential ban addresses critical national security concerns in a manner that is consistent with the First Amendment. Lawmakers have argued China could access Americans' data or use its algorithm to spread disinformation.
TikTok's also fighting the law with a suit of its own in Red Lobster and Too Much Red, now reportedly getting ready for bankruptcy, according to the Wall Street Journal, which has a Chapter 11 filing could come as soon as next week. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. At the Capitol Tuesday, State Senate Republicans overrode several of Governor Tony Evers' vetoes, then called it a day. Republicans criticized Evers for the vetoes, particularly on bills to allocate $125 million in PFAS remediation and to release $15 million for health care services in Eau Claire and Chippewa counties. A rebuke for UW-Milwaukee from UW System President Jay Rothman after the Milwaukee campus struck a deal with pro-Palestinian students to resolve their two-week encampment. Rothman said he was disappointed and will review the decision-making involved. And a ceremonial football from this year's NFL draft host City of Detroit was handed off to Governor Evers in Milwaukee Tuesday to begin the countdown for the 2025 NFL draft in Green Bay. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer began the handoff of the ball, which was delivered by the Lake Express Ferry before heading to Titletown.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east to southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. Scattered thunderstorms with locally heavy rain after midnight. Could get a quarter inch or more in spots. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 71. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Thanks, Sean. On the way, we're going to talk with Dan Callen with Blues on the Chippewa about the upcoming Beatles on the Chippewa event this Sunday. That's on the way. Right now, here's Mary Chapin Carpenter. It's 9:06.
Out in the middle of a big dance floor, when I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from Louisiana tonight. And I never have a wander down to New Orleans. Never have drifted down a bayou stream. But I heard that music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a Highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night and the moon is out, I wanna head off over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor, and I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from Louisiana tonight. And a crawfish pie, a Gulf storm blowing into town tonight. Living on the Delta's quiet show. They got hurricane parties every time it blows. But here up north, it's a cold, cold rain, and there ain't no cure for my blues today. Except when the paper says Beausoleil's are coming into town, baby, let's go down. It's Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Love a big dance floor, and I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight. Bring your mama, bring your papa, bring your sister too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. When you learn Cajun beat, when it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle
Louisiana tonight.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mary Chapin Carpenter down at the Twist and Shout 910. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Dan Callan with Blues on the Chippewa. We're going to talk about the upcoming Beatles on the Chippewa that is coming up this Sunday over at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill. And it's a fundraiser for Blues. And Dan, thanks for joining us and good morning. It's been 12 years already?
Yeah, we think about it and 12 years. It's incredible, you know. And it's coming up this Sunday. Looking forward to it. Going to have over 60 musicians at the Corral. So,
okay. Now, are you one of them?
Yeah, the renditions will be playing my high school band. Of course, our older friends that we used to look up to, the Mustangs, here, another Duran band from out of the past, they'll be playing too this year. We have a jug band. I mean, we've got singles, duos, and just a lot of entertainment going on.
Now, when you do this, you also, though, will let people out of the crowd. They have to be a musician. I can't carry water, much less carry a tune. So, I mean, do you let people come out of the crowd if they want to try and do something, maybe, and have, like, your band, you know, okay, yeah, we'll play the song you sang? Or I thought you used to do that.
Well, we used to have jam sessions and stuff all the time, but this kind of thing, we always tend to run a little bit late, and so trying to get things in there, you can't go all night, so you got to make sure that the time slots sort of fly through, you know.
Imagine that, running a little bit late. Where have I heard that story before? Who tries to keep everybody on time?
I have to do that.
And you're just not, you're not the heavy. Do I got to give you a class in MCing? Because I've MC'd events where it's like I just grab the mic. Okay, thank you very much. We move on.
Of course, these people are all donating their time.
Oh, some of them are driving. Yeah, then you can't do that. No, that's probably not a good idea. But over, 60 folks that are going to 60 different event performers. Everything gets underway at noon as well. And again, the nice thing is there's no admission to this, right?
None of our events have admission. And it's always worked for us quite well. And we plan on keeping it that way for the future. Same thing with Blues on the Chippewa. We rely on the people attending and their free will donations to help us get our events. You know, this event is probably one of our major fundraisers for Blues on the Chippewa.
Really? Okay.
And, you know, the thing about that is we've been blessed by the people attending, supporting all this stuff. And hopefully it's going to stay that way, you know.
Talking with Dan Callan with Blues on the Chippewa this morning as it's Beatles on the Chippewa coming up this Sunday starting at noon at Corral Bar and Riverside Grill. Not only do we have music, but there's all kinds of other things going on. We're going to talk with Dan about that here coming up. First, here's Jelly Roll. This is Halfway to Hell. It's 9:12.
Revival. I'm a bottle in the Bible. I'm a rolling stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado. Jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried and I don't know if I'm boss undiscerning, holy water with my bourbon, standing on the bridge I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always faded? It feels like I'm caught in between.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Jelly Roll Halfway to Hell 9:15. I'm Brian Winnikins. Dan Callen joining us with Blues on the Chippewa this morning as we talk a little bit about the Beatles on the Chippewa event coming up on Sunday. Okay, so Dan, we have the music, but it's fundraiser, so you guys are going to be having some raffles, auctions, and other things going on?
Yeah, we'll have some, you know, 50-50 raffles. I believe we'll have like a Chinese auction, and then we'll have some actually real auctions that people can write down and bid on too. So, and that's basically what we use to raise the money at this event. Like I say, all the musicians are donating their time.
Okay, and I guess also, you know, while we're talking about what's coming up with this year's Blues, what have you gotten or have you booked the bands or are you getting close?
Oh, yeah, the lineup is completed for Blues on the Chippewa. Thursday is going to be very, very interesting because we've got an act that the guy's from Australia.
Oh, really?
And he hasn't toured in the States for quite a few years. We were fortunate enough to find out that he was coming, and we put in a message to him, and we were lucky to get his last date before he goes back to Australia. His name is Lockie Doley. He's considered probably one of the best Hammond organ players in the world, and he also plays a clavinet with a whammy bar. The dude's got tremendous following online, and the closest show he's doing to us is Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, wow.
He's playing places like the Troubadour out in California, L.A. He's also playing in Nashville. He's playing in New York, playing all over the states. So this could be... It could end up being one of our biggest nights, especially if these people come in that all know about him online. He's fantastic. Like, it's Lockie Doley, and check him out on Facebook or check him out online. And, of course, we've got other people coming in. We've got Lamont Cranston coming this year, seeing that last year he had his stroke and had to cancel at the event. He'll be playing this year. The whole lineup's at, if you go to bluesonthechippewa.com, you can see who's coming in.
And this year we have a new location for Blues.
We'll be down by the river, right? We'll actually be Blues on the Chippewa.
And a lot of that was because of the potential construction coming up with Madison Street. Now, they're not doing this year, but next year they could be, so it's going to be all tore up. So it just kind of made some sense to let's have it down right up, which I think is great. I mean, frankly, I think that's a great spot to have it.
And well, I live on Laneville, and I know how even they were supposed to be done with the road construction, but that went like 3 months past what it was. Mm-hmm. And at the last minute, it's really hard to change your location, so that's why we did it. And, of course, now we'll, you know, then they changed and put it off till next year. But so we'll be down there for at least 2 years.
Okay,
and
okay.
Possibly permanently, you know.
Now, well, because I saw you're going to have the stage where the boat landing's at, correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll be very nice. You know, I always thought have it on the opposite end where all of the vehicles kind of park for the city because then you'd have the Veterans Memorial and what a cool background that would be with the music and the Veterans. But I also understand of why you guys wanted to have it there, because then you've got the whole park then to be able to work with.
Yeah, with the memorial, that's another story. We tried back when the park was being developed and stuff to work with it that they would have made a, you know, being that floodplain down there, mm-hmm. you can do things like pour a cement slab and make like a stage, okay? And we figured with all the stuff of the memorial in the background, shooting it downriver, that would have been mm-hmm. very, yep. very nice. But that's not how the park turned out. So, you know, it is what it is. So we're going to shoot it that direction because the sunset will be in back of the stage.
Oh,
so for
well,
pictures will be beautiful.
Oh, that'll be kind of cool, though, too. That'll be kind of cool. Now, what's the dates of Blues again?
It's going to be August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Okay, and again, you can help them out on Sunday over at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill with Beatles on the Chippewa, and again, everything gets underway starting at noon, and it runs, what, till 8 o'clock?
Till 8 o'clock at night.
Okay. Right. We'll probably go...
It could go a little later. Hopefully, I mean, we keep our fingers crossed. That's a long day.
Yeah, you ended it, you have the quote. It's kind of like when I used to DJ, mm-hmm. all right, when during weddings. It's like, okay... Well, let's see. I'm supposed to end at midnight, so at 10:02, last song or whatever, and hopefully you know, if you go to 12:10 or whatever, then you're okay. But So you do have a. It's not like you're going right up to bar time. I mean,
well, no.
You could try. I'll tell you,
these days after the pandemic, everything seems to be running a little bit earlier.
But again, it's the Beatles on the Chippewa coming up on Sunday at the Crowd Bar Riverside Grill here in Durant, starting at 12 noon. Help them out with Blues on the Chippewa. That's Dan Callen. It's 9:20.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Olson Farm Greenhouses has been working hard this spring preparing potted hanging plants and growing perennials and annuals. And the greenhouses are full of colorful blooming plants for you to spruce up your gardens, porches, and planter beds. Don't wait. Get to Olson Farm Greenhouses early for the best selection. Olson Farm Greenhouses will be open Mondays through Saturdays, 9 to 6, and Sundays 10 to 5 through the end of the season. Olson Farm Greenhouses, Highway 10, Mondovi.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Get the most important woman in your life a 5-carat certified colorless tennis bracelet for $1,650. Set in 14-carat gold. Founded by a family of diamond experts for three generations. CleanOrigin.com offers hard-to-beat pricing for lab-grown diamonds. Get 10% off when you use code RADIO10 at CleanOrigin.com or one of our six store locations.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every walk. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't
too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She saw a canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. I don't remember life before she came.
Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Kick the dust up.
Making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights,
backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back, Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard and up in a four-door, burning up a back row song. Park it and we pile out, baby, watch your step now. Better have your boots on, keep the dust up. Back it on up, fill your cup up. Let's tear it up, up, and kick the dust up.
Kick the dust up.
Bar downtown, they got a line of people way out the door. $10 drinks, it's packed inside. I don't know what they're waiting for. Got me a jar full of clear, and I got that music for your ear. And it's like knock, knock, knock goes the diesel. If you really want to see the beautiful people, we go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard and up in a four-door, burning up a back row song. Park it and we pile out, baby, watch your step now. Better have your boots on, kick the dust up. Let's back it on up. Fill your cup up. Let's tear it up, up, and kick the dust up. Just follow me down neath the 32 bridge. Y'all will be glad you did. Kick it. We go way out where there ain't nobody. Let's kick the dust up.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Luke Bryant, kick the dust up, and good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, and this reminder, the registration deadline for swimming lessons for Mondovi in Wabasha is on May 24th. So and this is for Durand folks, because obviously Tarrant Park is the pool isn't open yet. So swimming lessons in Mondovi are August 5th through the 8th and August 12th through the 15th. In Wabasha, lessons would be available July 8th through the 12th, and then July 15th through the 19th. But the registration deadline, May 24th for both cities. So if you have any questions, you can either call the Mondovi or Wabasha City Hall on that. Let's run down today in history for this May 15th. Happy birthday to USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture, created on this date in 1862. In 1869, the National Women Suffrage Association was formed. The association was founded by Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Stanton was the association's first president. Oh, happy birthday to Las Vegas, Nevada. Founded on this date, 1905. Yes. When the L.A., let's see, the Los Angeles, Salt Lake City, and Union Railroad auctioned off and had it all partitioned off, a bunch of land at the midway point between Salt Lake City and L.A., which is now Las Vegas. That's where the steam engines would stop to get water. Believe it or not, Las Vegas had some big springs and all of that at the time. 1918, regular air mail service began between New York City, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. 1928, Mickey Mouse was seen for the first time in a cartoon called Plain Crazy. He was in a non-speaking role. His first vocal appearance would be later on in Steamboat Willie. 1930, Ellen Church became the first airline stewardess flying between San Francisco and Cheyenne, Wyoming on a United Airlines flight. 1940, nylons go on sale for the first time in the United States, and then they would not go on sale a year later when World War II, when the U.S. entered World War II. 1941, Jolton Joe DiMaggio of the New York Yankees begins his Major League record 56-game hitting streak with a single off of Chicago White Sox pitcher Ed Smith. Okay. In 1964, the Smothers Brothers gave their first ever concert at Carnegie Hall in New York City. In 1973, Nolan Ryan, the Nolan Ryan Express of the California Angels, hurls the first of his seven, count them, seven career no-hitters. Oh, he was my hero. That's probably why I ended up messing up my arm pitching, because my brother's hero was Johnny Bench. Well, guess what? We were doing way too much, you know, in the backyard. He was catching, I was throwing, and we were trying all kinds of different things. But, oh, yes, good old Nolan Ryan. Back in the day when they didn't care about pitch counts at all. And a decent game was at least 9 1/3 innings. 1996, Bob Dole resigns from the Senate after 27 years to focus on his presidential campaign. And in 2007, the Reverend Jerry Falwell passed away. He was 73. And that's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Have the early numbers for you. Market update being brought to you in part by Alcivia Co-op and the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk down 23 to 2063, July down 5 to 1986, August down 4 to 1946, and September down 12 at 1940. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are mostly higher. Feeder cattle markets are a little bit mixed. Now, while there's been some positive demand expectations for the cattle markets, there's been a little bit of a sell-off today. Some of that is due to some profit-taking hog markets, so they're moving mostly lower again. Trade still concerned about some of that consumer demand and also some profit-taking as well. June live cattle up 10 cents to 178.27. May feeder cattle down 52 cents to 242.75. June hogs down 65 cents to 97.67. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher. Now, while some farmers are catching a nice planting window in portions of the northwestern corn belt, other farmers aren't catching a break. And the forecast calling for three rain systems over the next 10 days. 1 to 3 inches of rain will be common in many other areas of the corn belt. And if crops aren't in the ground, the rain should, if your crops are in the ground, it's going to be beneficial. But in other areas, this could be a pretty serious problem. And so that has the grain markets moving higher. New crop corn up 2 to 4.93. New crop beans up 8.5 to 12, 13.5. July wheat up 10.5 now to 6.83.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Alcivia Co-op. I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, you have some great used vehicles in stock, some with only 4,000 miles. Tell us about it.
We've got great used vehicles on our lot. We've got vehicles on our lot as low as 4 and 5,000. 1,000 miles, and these are used cars. We've got a great selection of used trucks. We've got cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers, Edges. So come and see me, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, where cars and trucks lay eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east to southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. Scattered thunderstorms with locally heavy rain after midnight. Could get a quarter inch or more in spots. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 71. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Your name, it's so loud in here I can't hear a thing, but I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hair since the sun went down, be hair when it comes back around. Buzzed all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Sideways. Ain't no need to fight, y'all. Take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. But once you're out, you ain't coming back. The velvet roof ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down, be here when it comes back around. Earth all week, it's time to play, gonna get a little bit sideways. Gotta make 'em wanna, gotta make 'em wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor, gotta make 'em wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down, be here when it comes back around. Worked all week, it's time to play, gonna get a little bit sideways. I can't hear a thing. I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I've fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me. I'm no stranger to the rain. I can spot bad weather, and I'm good at finding shelter in a downpour. I've been sacrificed by brothers, crucified by lovers, but through it all I withstood the pain. I'm no stranger to the
rain. But when I get that foggy feeling, what am I feeling now? If I don't keep my head, I may drown. But it's hard to keep believing I'll even come out even while the rain beats a hole in the ground. And tonight it's really coming down. I'm no stranger to the rain, but there'll always be tomorrow, and I'll beg, steal, or borrow a little sunshine. And I'll put this cloud behind me, that's how the man designed me, ride the wind and dance in the hurricane. I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm no stranger to pain. Cloud behind me, that's how the man designed me, ride the wind and dance in the hurricane. I'm no stranger to the rain. Oh, I'm no stranger to pain.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
When you hear you stop and laugh out loud, when you're falling fast asleep, you're in the middle of a crowd. When you're lying close to me, when I hear you softly say my name, when you're high and when you're low, you don't need me to explain, 'cause you already know. Talking on the phone, a million people all around, when you're all alone. You.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Phil Vassar, That's When I Love You, 951. I'm Brian Winnikins. And this reminder that the Pepin County Humane Society's golf outing coming up May 31st, 5:30 to 9 p.m. at Rolling Greens. Now, the golf starts at 5:30. Cost is $50 a person. Or if you just want dinner, that's $10 per person just for dinner. Call 672-8139. That's 672-8139 for more information on that. Might be time to go road tripping with RP. I got some cool real estate for sale we may have to go look at. You know, this could potentially even happen here in Durand. A historic jail is up for sale in San Diego. The property was home to the former Sheriff's Museum. Now, the museum had closed after the pandemic took its toll. The jail was a lockup in the 1800s and later became a museum to showcase the Sheriff's Department's past. Of course, here in Durand, we have the Heritage Museum, which showcases Pepin County's past. But right next door is the old house of the sheriff. And, of course, the jail is still there. Boy, that's a creepy place, too. Just saying. It houses nearly 7,000 square feet of space, plus an iconic clock tower, too. Oh, wow. Can make that into a house. Keep the jail part of it. Make those the guest room, right? Yeah. By the way, if we decide to take the trip out to San Diego with RP to get a showing, it's going to cost us some cash if we want to buy it. $3.4 million.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Tractor Central's Model Year 2023 Green Tag Closeout offers big savings on new John Deere riding lawn tractors and zero-turn mower. While supplies last, you'll save $300 on remaining X300 series lawn tractors, $500 to $700 on garden tractors, up to $1,000 on John Deere zero-turn mowers. Get started today at TractorCentral.com. Offer ends June 3rd, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Being stuck in a bad timeshare can be overwhelming, straining your finances, your health, and even family relationships. I know because everyday families call us for help, stressed to no end because of a timeshare they were misled into buying and can't even use. Some people even get second jobs or come out of retirement just to pay for fees that go on forever. I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help good folks out of bad timeshare deals. And our mission is working. To date, we've helped over 40,000 families achieve timeshare freedom. Give me a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free exit info kit. 800-995-2929. 800-995-2929. 800-995-2929.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
To hesitate and be too shy, way too late. I don't care what they say other lovers do, I just want to dance with you. I got a feeling that you have a heart like mine, so let it show, let it shine. If we have a chance to make one heart of two, I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you. Hold you in my
dancing for, and I just want to dance with you. I caught you looking at me when I looked at you. Yes, I did. Ain't that true? You won't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just want to dance with you. Oh, the boys are playing softly and the girls are too. So am I and so are you. If this was a movie, we'd be right on cue. And I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just want to dance with you.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. George Strait, and I just want to dance with you. 9:58. Thanks to Dan Callen and also Callie Schmitz for joining us this morning. Now, if you missed either one of those interviews, they are available on our podcast page at realcountry1430.com. You can listen to those interviews there. And a reminder, tomorrow morning we'll have Matt Gillis from Durant Fire Department in. Talk about the upcoming Fire Department dance and fundraiser that's going on this Saturday. We'll have Matt in tomorrow, about 9:10 tomorrow morning. Happy National Chocolate Chip Day. Oh, yeah, that's one single ingredient that totally changes a recipe, doesn't it? In 1937, Ruth Graves Wakefield of Whitman, Massachusetts, must have been curious about what a bit of chocolate would add to her cookies. While working at the Toll House Inn, she added cut-up chunks of semi-sweet Nestle chocolate bars to a cookie recipe. Oh, yeah, that was a big